Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Ron. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field. Groth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. Appling scores. Metkovich scores. Michaels moves to third. Kress moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is walked intentionally. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 1 in the game. Ron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sushok hits a pop-up towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and picks off Campbell. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheeler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Ron reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon misplays the ball. That's an error on LePon. Ron moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Appling reaches second base with a double. Ron scores. Philly goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-1 in the game. LePon takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Michaels strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sushok hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry pinch hits for Hal Neuhauser. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson now pitching. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheeler hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ron hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Philly reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich bunts towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to third for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Michaels hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Swift and he is out, Kell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake pinch hits for Fred Hutchinson. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sushok hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 3 in the game. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White strikes out. Swift drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws White out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive off the glove of Ron, and into shallow left field. Kell reaches second base with a double. Callaway moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Kell scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evers moves to second. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards right. Philly fields it and throws to second to catch Groth for the out. Evers moves to third. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.